Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live. Think back to a situation in my family. My dad had lost his job and kind of slipped into a state of depression where he wasn't even looking for a job kind of thing. He would sleep half the day. And it was kind of a difficult time. And so at this point in our family, our cars got repossessed because they were all on credit and we weren't making the payments. So we knew something's going on here in the finances. But my mom, who had been a really a stay-at-home mom, she had her own business. She worked as a maid kind of thing. She cleaned houses. She got another job. And then my brother and I, who both had jobs just to kind of, you know, make a little extra money for ourselves, we both got extra jobs and started contributing to the family, you know, to provide for the, the need. And, you know, I think back to that, and it was like, you know, if we were just oblivious to what's going on, that there's no need, we would have gone on with our daily lives and not even thought about contributing, helping out, you know.
Right.
But we knew that there was a problem. We knew that there was a situation. We knew there was a need. So we said, hey, we're a family. Let's, you know, pull ourselves up. Let's do what we can to not only survive, but to, you know, actually have a vehicle. And so we all kind of worked together.
Right.
And pulled ourselves together to get through that time, you know. So there's two sides, you know. There's reality and then there's faith. And we can't get to where we're going unless we know where we are.
Well, let's think about that for a second. The thing about the need. Let's look at the Bible. The woman who had the two mites. Mm-hmm. Jesus knew she had a great need. He said she gave out of all of her. She gave all of her living.
Yeah, yeah.
But she had great need.
Yeah.
So he knew that she had great need.
Right.
How about the lady with the who was gathering up the sticks? We talked about her last week, gathering up the sticks. Now, she only had enough. She had great need.
Absolutely.
Great need. But yet he asked of her first out of that great need.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was, all three of them were sustained. And then you also think about the woman who had the great need. Her sons were about to be, she's going to sell. Her sons were about to be sold into
slavery. Yeah.
Okay, now, that's, again, a great need, right? Mm-hmm. And they took what they had and they made something out of it.
Right.
They took what little they had and made something out of it. But you think about even Peter, when he's coming, he and Jesus are coming into town, they have to pay their taxes. There, again, is a great need.
Yeah.
And yet, he's able to supply in that great need. But the need is communicated.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at it like that, people are aware of the need.
Yeah.
So there have to be, the need is what you just said. It cannot be that we just ignore. Or faith is not ignoring what the reality is.
Right.
Sometimes people think faith is ignoring reality.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, it's faith is that we call those things that be not as though they were. It is not calling those things that are as they are not.
Right.
Okay, that's not faith.
Yeah.
Faith is calling it into existence out of nothing. Not taking something that's there, you know, and say it's not there.
Right.
That's not faith. So, acknowledging a need is not a non-faith thing.
Yeah.
You have to start somewhere, so you have to acknowledge that there is a need.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking this through, thinking about the
right.
word. So, acknowledging there's a need, that's not a problem for God.
Mm-hmm.
He recognizes there's a need.
Yeah.
He knows there's a need.
Before we even ask him. Right?
And as soon as you recognize there's a need, mm-hmm. then there's something he can work with.
Right.
If you pretend like there's not a need, you really don't even look to him. There's nothing for him to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Because
I guess you're going to handle this all on your own because you don't really need me. You know what I'm saying? God's saying, I guess you're going to take care of this one again, big buddy.
But you got it under control down there. Right.
But when you acknowledge there's a need that's greater than what I can take care of, there's something here bigger than me, that's the time for God.
Right.
And that's the time that He steps in.
Yeah.
So acknowledging the need is not a problem for God.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I guess, faith people, what we do is we continue on like there is not a need. We push on like there's nothing really wrong going on. Now, that does not mean this. I remember years ago, I was in a situation where the road in front of the store was blocked by the city to do some work. And our business, we had a great first quarter, but they put this up at the end of the end of March, and our business dropped like a rock dropped right off a cliff because people couldn't even get to the store. And I remember it was a pretty drastic drop. And what happened was the mouths of the staff, the mouths of the salespeople, mouths of the warehouse people, everybody's mouth got to saying that we're, you know, it's like nothing's happening, you know, woe is us, blah, 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 all this stuff like that. Not acknowledging a need, they were beyond that. They were operating in fear and operating in unbelief.
Right.
Not a simple acknowledgement of need. And I remember I was talking to Pastor Susie one day on the phone, and she said, Eddie, listen to what you're saying, because I had started, it was enough around me. I'd taken my eyes off of Jesus, taken my eyes off the Word, and I was talking the same talk everybody else was talking.
Right.
And she said, Eddie, listen to what you're saying. And so I immediately changed. I saw what the mistake I'd made, and I changed my speaking. I repented, number one, for even speaking it and thinking it, and then I started going a different direction. And a few days after that, I got an idea that completely turned the situation around. I said, as long as the road is closed, you know, we're going to sell everything for half price. And it turned the whole situation around. We sustained, we were able to sustain the business through the, well, the road construction.
Wow.
But the thing there is that if we just acknowledge the need and then look to Him, that gives Him room to work.
Right.
But if we pretend like there is not a need, even when there is a need, that's not faith.
Yeah.
That is not faith.
Yeah, that's foolishness there.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and I think there's a fine line, too, between acknowledging the need and complaining about the problem.
Yeah.
Because that's, you talked about a little bit, getting in fear. You know, there is a need. You know, Peter. Think about Peter walking on the water. There's a need for him to get to Jesus. Maybe not even a need, maybe just a desire,
right,
a want in his situation. Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. I don't even know what Peter was thinking, trying to step out of the boat. And I don't know if he was just hallucinating and thinking this is a dream. Pinch me, wake me up, whatever. But he said, I want to do what you're doing, Jesus.
Right.
I want to be where you are, kind of thing. And Jesus tells him, come. There's a need for Peter to be sustained. You know, otherwise he's going to sink, he's going to drown. But when he started looking at the problem and focusing on the problem rather than focusing on the solution of his problem, Jesus, then that's when he began to sink.
So really, in acknowledging a need, you only need to acknowledge it then just like once. If I acknowledge a need and say I have this need, well then once I've come to that realization, then the next thing that should come is that I need help from God. I need a miracle, or I need a solution from God, or I need, but for me to continue to focus on the need and let the need consume my talking would be the problem. That's where, after you acknowledge the need, it gets over to unbelief.
Right.
If you stay focused on the need and stay focused on the shortage. When you have a need, it's real, because it's really not there.
Yeah.
In the natural realm. However, if the solution is available to us as believers. So all we have to do is say, like one time, hey, I've got this. What do I need? What is it on my side that I have to do?
Right.
Because we know the solution's on God's side. If there's a need, that means on my side, I've either stepped out of place, or the enemy has come against me some way, that, and I didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I have to do is just tap into the solution, which is God, Jesus, and then I can get this situation taken care of.
Right.
All it really takes is making you acknowledge it, and you make a decision that you're going to do what he says to. You make a decision, you're going to get right back on the word, because apparently you've slipped off the word, or apparently you've missed it, misstepped something, or an attack has come against you, and I need some extra fortification, I need some extra something. Well, all that, or you just acknowledge it one time,
mm-hmm.
and then you double up, or you get right back on what you were doing, or you get right back into what brought you success last time, which is get on the word,
mm-hmm.
believe the word,
right,
and focus on Jesus, the solution.
Yeah.
So the acknowledgement, one-time acknowledgement, is not an issue.
Right.
It's where we deal on, where we dwell on the acknowledgement of it,
yeah.
and start talking about the problem,
right.
and focusing on the problem instead right. of the solution.
Yeah.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.